Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Greenberg. This is the Can of Corn Cast. You might be listening to me in one of many different ways. ArizonaSports.com, maybe the podcast app, maybe even Podomatic.com where I have my archive set up. But either way, a can of corn, easy fly ball. We make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. Coming up on the show today, we check the on-deck circle. I got somebody we already talked about once, but he's just that great. We're going to talk about him again. I've got a bunch of guys swimming around the free agent pool, including somebody for you if you're strapped for saves, plus in dugout chatter, we got three pitchers making two starts this week, all under 50% owned, all worth picking up for the double, as some call it streaming starts. But as always, we started out with the starting five.
The starting five.
Harper the other way. This has a chance. It is gone. Another opposite field homer. Bryce Harper, that's number 16.
Another home run by Bryce Harper and another week at top the leaderboard. And he is number one in hitters for the season, hitting .326, 16 homers. That leads the National League, 38 runs, leads the majors, 39 RBIs and two stolen bases. Coming in at number two, America's first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt. .327, 11 homers, 33 runs, 35 RBIs, and 8 steals. Nelson Cruz at number 3. He is the league leader, AL leader in batting average, hitting .352. He's got 17 homers. That leads the majors, 29 runs, 34 RBIs, and a steal. Number 4, Mike Trout, .302 with 11 homers, 34 runs. That leads the American League, 24 RBIs, 8 steals, and this.
Trout at second. Trout takes off. The pitch of the strike. The throw down is in time. Trout wants Socha to look at it. He did a little swim move.
He's going to check it.
Yeah, they are going to check it. Wow, what a slide. Trout's hand's on the bag, and then the foot's on the bag.
You know what? So I don't even know if he ever tagged him.
And he is safe.
Well, he is superhuman.
Yeah, Mike Trout with the twisty-wisty slide, making his way into third base, avoiding the tag, getting the review overturned. Unbelievable. And at number five, it's Anthony Rizzo, first baseman of the Chicago Cubs, hitting .322, 9 homers, 27 runs, 29 RBIs, and the most of the top five in stolen bases with 9. On to the pitchers. Our number one overall pitcher is number five overall in fantasy baseball. It's Max Scherzer. 5-3, 8 quality starts, 72 strikeouts in 64 innings, and a 1.67 ERA, .88 whip. Number two, your majors wins leader, the only one with 7. It's Felix Hernandez of the Mariners. 7-1, 7 quality starts, 63 strikeouts in 61 and two-thirds innings, a strong 2.19 ERA, and an AL leading .94 whip. This next guy leads the majors in whip. We'll get there in a second. It's Zach Greinke, starting pitcher of the LA Dodgers. 5-1, 9 quality starts. That also leads the majors. 49 strikeouts in 61 innings, 1.48 ERA, and that league leading .87. Whip, just a tick above Max Scherzer. Number four, almost through a no-hitter, Shelby Miller, 5-1 with 7 quality starts, 48 strikeouts in 60 innings, a 1.5 ERA, and a .90 whip. This really seems like Miller's breakout year, nearly picking up that no-hitter at 8.2. Always a killer, as guys can't seem to get out 27. They just get 1 through 26, and then bloop, single, and that's the end of that. Dallas Keuchel, number 5, still your majors innings pitched leader at 64 and two-thirds, just barely ahead of Max Scherzer. He's 6-0, 7 quality starts, 46 strikeouts, an AL leading 1.67 ERA to go with a .97 whip. Now on to the top five hottest players in baseball. Number one is the pitcher and is going to make Diamondback fans say, "Oh God, cover your eyes and all that," because it's Mike Bolsinger, the man who had an ERA over 5 in the Diamondbacks' bullpen last year, has dominated so far in the majors, especially over the last 2 weeks, where he is 2-0 with a pair of quality starts, 14 strikeouts in 14 innings, no runs given up, and a .3 whip. More on Bolsinger later in the show. Number two is our first hottest hitter. It's Ryan Braun, 9 of his last 24 for a .375 average over the past week. That is 3 homers, 4 runs, and 12 RBI strong with a stolen base. Hey, speaking of the Diamondbacks, cheer up, fans. A.J. Pollock, number 3 hottest players in the last week. 12 of his last 30, that's an even 400. He's got a homer, 8 runs, 3 RBIs, and 4 steals. Number 4, it's your AL hits leader, Prince Fielder, first baseman for the Texas Rangers. 10 of 24 this past week for a .417 average, 3 homers, 6 runs, and 8 RBIs. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your American League hits leader is Prince Fielder. And coming in at number 5 over the last week, it's a rookie, Michael Franco, Philadelphia third baseman. He debuted on May 15th, and he's in the past 7 days, 9 of 27. That's a .333 average with 2 homers, 6 runs, 7 RBIs, and a steal. So a pretty darn good debut for Michael Franco after getting the hang of hitting a baseball. So he's hitting right around .280 right now, total .333 over the last week. All right, that's it for the starting five. Coming up next in Dugout Chatter, I've got 3 streaming starting pitchers for you, all under 50% owned, and one of them making his season debut. We'll check on that next. It's the Can of Corn Cast. I'm Andy Greenberg, and we will be right back.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
And we're rolling right along on the Can of Corn Cast. Andy Greenberg here with you. It's time for Dugout Chatter. This week, it's 3 streaming starting pitcher options, all well under 50% owned. No, this is not the free agent pool. That's coming up today. We're talking streaming starters. Number 1, Tanner Roark, starter for the Washington Nationals. He's only 38% owned, and really it's because he's been spending most of the year in the bullpen. They're finally going to get him out there on the mound to start. It's been quite a while since he's actually been out there. I believe May 17th was the last time that he pitched, so looks like he'll get 2 starts in place of Doug Fister in the rotation, both on the road against the Cubs and the Reds. Fantastic as a starter last season, finished 15-10, a .285 ERA, 138 strikeouts, and 198 and 2/3 innings. And it's been a while since he's played, like I said. Kept his ERA low this season already, .266, but again, bullpen time, finally getting a chance to start. I'm only left to assume that they're stretching him out in that off time, that last week that he hasn't been pitching, that they're stretching him out in bullpen sessions, simulated games, etc., getting him ready to go at least 5, maybe 6 innings when he takes on the Cubs and, of course, later the Cincinnati Reds. Again, that is Tanner Roark, Washington Nationals, 38% owned. The number 2 streaming starter I like, Seattle Mariners starting pitcher, 6% owned, Roenis Elias, the man with the nastiest curve in the American League, continued to pitch well after being called up to take the spot of Hisashi Iwakuma in the Mariners rotation. Started very hot last season and eventually cooled off and finished with an ERA in the mid-3s, so it wasn't terrible, but definitely serviceable, below the Wandy line, as they say in fantasy baseball. I definitely think it's worth rolling the dice on him this week while he's hot, because so far he's gone 32 and 2/3, struck out 25. He's got a .276 ERA and a .126 whip. Plus, he's got starts on the road against Tampa and then at home against Cleveland this week. And each of his last 4 starts have been quality starts. So if that's something you keep track of in your league, he's got 4 in a row. A great pickup to stream this week. And number 3, the man who models his windup after Roy Halladay and will be making his 2015 season debut, it's Charlie Morton, starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I can almost guarantee he's available in your league unless you're playing with his brother, and Charlie Morton, 2% owned. And he's been on the DL for a hip injury, but if his rehab starts are any indication, he'll be a really, really sneaky good pickup this week. Gets the Marlins at home, the Padres in San Diego, so gets to pitch at home, then goes to a very pitcher-friendly park. Three minor league starts so far this year. Morton, 3-0, 22 strikeouts in 20 and a third innings, only walked six batters, giving up three earned runs for a 1.33 ERA. Again, Charlie Morton, 2% good streaming pitcher. Quick review, Tanner Roark, Roenis Elias, and Charlie Morton, and we will dive straight into the free agent pool, and we'll get going in the shallow end. If we've got a 73% owned shortstop. Yes, shallow end cuts off at 75. Brandon Crawford still fits under that at 73% owned shortstop for the Giants. I think I did an entire segment on how terrible shortstops have been this year before, outside really of the top four or five. Crawford's one of those. Finally settled on him on my team. I had Alexi Ramirez. I went to Andrelton Simmons. I had Addison Russell. I was considering Justin Turner. It was a mess. Now I'm settled on Brandon Crawford, and it's been fantastic so far. He's had a great week, hitting over 500 for the week. On the season so far, it's 301 with six homers, 23 runs, and 31 RBIs. An excellent shortstop this year. In fact, ranked number one out of all shortstops in standard Yahoo leagues for the season so far. And that's 73%. So there's a chance that he's available in your league. I know it's not an exciting name on a very unexciting team. Yeah, the World Series champions, not a very exciting team. They won the World Series because of Madison Bumgarner, not because of their offense. Anybody that tells you otherwise, you might want to make sure that they're a Giants fan, because they probably are. Brandon Crawford, available. Go get him. Even if you have a good shortstop, shortstops this year are so scarce, you might as well jump on him and try to trade him to somebody that has a bad situation, or just maybe hang on to him and trade your other guy. But it's good for trade bait if you want to pick him up. Swimming around the free agent pool, that's guys 25 to 50% owned. It's Mike Bolsinger. Just talked about him a little bit ago. He's 25% owned. Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitcher. Again, Diamondbacks fans doing the with him right now, but as it's always difficult to see somebody who struggled with you the previous year in the bullpen go out and do play really well as a starter for your rival, the Dodgers, the P-poolers, or pool peers, if you want to call them. Yeah, we all remember that fun night. Anyways, Bolsinger, great in the minors so far this year. And I mean great. 19 innings pitched, 28 strikeouts, and a 1.42 ERA. So something's really clicked with him. Maybe it was just the fact that he has that starting pitcher mentality. Can't get mentally straight to come out of the bullpen. He has to start the game. Got to be ready. Prepare throughout the day to get going, and there he is. And it seems like it's worked really well in the Dodgers organization. Because last year, a 5.5 ERA for the Diamondbacks. And in AAA, where he was also a reliever, his ERA was 3.93. Strikeout per nine rate, a little bit lower this year, which is interesting to see. A little bit lower. Maybe he's not just throwing the ball as hard. Because if he's a reliever out there for one inning, he's trying to throw as many fastballs by the guy as he can, he's just not throwing as hard. Can't strike out as many batters. His batting average against and his whip are considerably lower. I feel like the numbers don't lie here. He's major league ready, not a superstar, not going to keep up his incredible pace of a 1.42 ERA, which he had in the minors, but I think that he can definitely be a even 3 ERA guy for the rest of the year. I think it's a sneaking good pickup, and hey, might as well go for Mike Bolsinger. In the deep end of the free agent pool, I'm looking at a guy that can get you some extra saves. 23% owned, Sean Tolleson of the Texas Rangers. He is 2-for-2 in save chances already. Manager Jeff Banister says Tolleson is the closer. Neftali Feliz has had his struggles, and Tolleson is not disappointed. Texas and Arizona trying to figure out their closers now. And out of those two teams kind of trying to figure things out, I would go with Tolleson over Ziegler or Burgos. Ziegler is much better for the Diamondbacks in the eighth inning. He needs to stay in the eighth inning if they ever want to consider winning any games. And Burgos might just be a placeholder until David Hernandez gets back. And then either Hernandez will take the eighth and Ziegler goes to the ninth, or Ziegler stays in the eighth, Hernandez takes the ninth. So if you want to jump on David Hernandez, I highly suggest that. If you have space on your DL to stash him, go ahead. Because he's doing pretty well in the minors. He's getting that rehab going. He's with AA Mobile. But back to Tolleson. 2-for-2 in save chances, only given up 2 hits, walked a batter, 2 strikeouts, and that was in back-to-back games in Boston against the Red Sox. I think he's an excellent pickup for anybody hurting for saves. Again, that is 23% owned. Sean Tolleson, T-O-L-L-E-S-O-N. And while I'm at it, Bolsinger, B-O-L-S-I-N-G-E-R. Swimming around in that Chase Field pool since being cleaned after the Dodgers decided to soil it a few years ago. Yes, us Diamondbacks fans still a little sore about that incident, but not Yasmani Tomas, because he was not on the Diamondbacks when it happened. He's swimming out in the Chase Field pool. He is still swimming out in the Chase Field pool, ladies and gentlemen. 54% owned Tomas. I don't understand how he is still that much available in Yahoo leagues. It's crazy to me. And his rankings aren't really going to keep up with everybody else because he hasn't even had 100 at-bats yet. He should by the end of today if he gets 4. So he's at 96. But he's hitting one of every 3. An even .333 batting average, and quite consistently. He's got a homer, 10 runs, 14 RBIs, and 2 steals on the season. Currently on an 8-game hit streak, which started with 6 multi-hit games in a row, of which he has 11 on the season. He's hitting .417 in his little 8-game hit streak. And since May 11th, his average has gone from .276 up to the .333 where it is now. Get him on your team, but watch out, because when Jake Lamb comes back, that's going to cut into his playing time. Lamb's going to take the time at third. D-backs fans are hoping that they'll trade an outfielder, maybe Ahmed, maybe Owings, maybe Hill, to open up some space for Tomas. And the irrational people are hoping that the Diamondbacks get moved to the American League so they can start using the DH. Because really, they've got a dearth of outfielders in Trumbo, Enciarte, Pollock, and Peralta, plus Aaron Hill, Chris Owings, Nick Ahmed, Cliff Pennington, and Yasmani Tomas, with Jake Lamb as well, looking for 3 spots in the infield, second, short, and third. They're not going to put Tomas anywhere except for maybe first base or the outfield, but if you're hitting .333, you got to find a way to keep that bat in the lineup, even if it's not for a lot of power. He still picked up a fair amount of RBIs at 14, hitting behind Goldschmidt and Peralta and Enciarte. He's getting a lot of RBI opportunities, and I think it would be silly for the Diamondbacks to keep him out of the lineup when Lamb comes back. That is something to watch out for, but until then, he's still swimming in that Chase Field pool, 54% owned. All right, coming back, we'll finish it up real quick with the on-deck circle. Like I said, I already talked about this guy once, but it's just good enough because I got to talk about him again, plus somebody we haven't mentioned yet across the show. We got an infielder waiting his turn in the minor leagues. All that coming up next in the On Deck Circle. I'm Andy Greenberg. This is the Can of Corncast.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
Slider grounded to third. He'll step on the bag, get another at second, and the triple play.
That was a Houston Astros turning a triple play off Ian Kinsler and the Detroit Tigers. Kinsler, a sharp grounder to the bag at third, stepped on right away and then around the horn. Out number 1, 2, 3, triple play for the Houston Astros. On the mound for Houston at that point, it was Lance McCullers. You may remember last week talking about Lance McCullers. Well, what a week he had. So here I am back to talk about him once again. He is 20% owned in Yahoo leagues, which is actually up from, I think, was maybe 4 last week when we talked about this. He had a shaky yet sort of effective debut, but I still have him on the top of my on-deck circle list because start number 1 still ended up positive. It was a very positive start. He only gave up 1 run in 4 2/3 innings, but still looked good on the mound, like he had a lot of potential. That was again, 4 2/3, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Start number 2 was that one against the Tigers where they picked up that triple play. He went 6 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, 6 hits, only walked 1 batter this time, and struck out 6. His next start against the struggling White Sox on Friday, that is an excellent matchup for the rookie. Give gives you plenty of time to get him on your team, even if there's a guy that you want to see starting for you Monday or Tuesday. And if that doesn't work out, dump them and jump on Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers, Houston Astros. And I got a good feeling about this kid. I think he's going to stick in their rotation because he is pitching really well, and I'm really excited to see what happens on Friday against the White Sox. We also have in the minors third base and shortstop eligible in Yahoo from the Minnesota Twins organization. It is Miguel Sano, or some refer to him as Miguel Angel Sano, one of the top prospects in baseball in 2013. But he missed 2014 because he had to have the dreaded Tommy John surgery, one of those rare occurrences where a position player has Tommy John. Most recent one I can think of being Matt Wieters, who is just about to start a rehab assignment, should be coming back pretty soon. So watch out for that little bonus there. Yeah, Matt Wieters, think about it. Anyways, Miguel Sano playing every day at AA Chattanooga on fire his last 10 games. He has 14 of his last 39. That's a .359 batting average, 2 homers, 12 runs, 10 RBIs. But he struck out 12 times. So that's the thing you got to watch out for and what might keep him from getting to the majors a bit quicker. Twins on the cusp of being that AL Central contender again, especially since they have Sano and Buxton, Byron Buxton, baseball's number one prospect, waiting in the minors to come up and play in the majors. But the Twins still in it. Only 4 games back of the first-place Royals in the Central, and so it depends on whether or not they think Sano or Buxton are ready. I have a feeling we'll see one of those guys before the year is out, and maybe we'll try to give them a little push for that wild card or for the Central. I say if you have iffy shortstops or third basemen and you allow for that NA spot, stash Sano. Worth it to stash him, especially if someone's picked up Carlos Correa. You don't have a stash option for your shortstop. Stash Sano. If you're weak at third, weak at short, pick him up. If you're in a dynasty league, definitely put him on your bench. Just wait it out. You'll have him. It's a dynasty league. You got extra bench spaces for good reason, and he's one of them. Stashing Sano, I say if you're in a regular league, maybe a 12-man, it's a pretty deep league, but you don't have any of the NA, you got a full DL, stick him on your watch list. I don't think anybody's going to be picking him up anytime soon, especially if you're in a redraft league or even a league that keeps 1 to 3 players. Nobody's going to be picking him up anytime soon. Stick him on the watch list. I love using that feature on Yahoo Sports. Get a chance to just follow certain guys. So Miguel Sano, third base, shortstop eligible, Minnesota Twins currently with AA Chattanooga. All right, that's it for this episode of the Can of Corncast. I appreciate all your ears listening to me. You can find me in a bevy of different places, mostly arizonasports.com. Got a little blog post up there with a bonus blog free agent that I don't even talk about here on the podcast. So you got to read the blog to find that one out. And you may also be listening to me on the podcast app. Just search Andy Greenberg or Can of Corncast to find me on the podcast app. Podomatic.com. It's where I got my podcast archive, Fanball Weekly, almost short for Fantasy Baseball Weekly, but just fanballweekly.podomatic.com. Or I made myself a little website with Weebly, weebly.canofcorncast.com. There's facebook.com/sportsandylikes and Twitter @canofcorn987. That's a lot of stuff to remember. I know, but sometimes when you make websites, they don't let you change the links. And so I'm kind of stuck with a couple of those. Working on it, though. Working on it, ladies and gentlemen. And you can also find all of those links on the Weebly site. canofcorncast.weebly.com. Easy place to find it. Just like a can of corn is an easy fly ball, we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. That's it for the show. I'm Andy Greenberg, and we will talk next week. But until then, let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.